This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Uh-oh. Live show alert. We have a live show coming up Friday, August 16th in Chicago, Illinois.
Holy crap.
Giordano's.
The Millennium Bean.
The Cubs.
It is at Shuba's, which is a very cool bar. It's an 18 and over show. Tickets are $15. And if you want to get tickets now, you can go to lh-st.com and search for the Hey Riddle Riddle Show. Or just go check out our Twitter, because it's going to be pinned on top of that Twitter, baby.
You know what, boy? And y'all asked for some weekend shows. We're providing a weekend show. This is Friday, August 16th at 9 p.m. $15. That's like a cup of coffee from a place that rips you off. Isn't that right, Aaron?
Exactly. And my parents are going to be there.
Is Mitch going to be there?
No.
Well, come meet us. We're going to have merch for sale, some posters. We're going to stick around afterwards so you can get a picture. You can make Aaron drink a pin, if that's still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get some nice pierogies.
August 16th.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hey, all you idiots. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And welcome to another episode of Hollywood Nights. Better LA than never.
Yeah, and Hollywood Nights is a great thing to call this episode specifically because of who our guest is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is one of our favorite podcasters.
Yes.
And they do a little podcast called Hollywood Handbook.
Yes.
Hayes Davenport, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Welcome
for having me to HeadGum Studios.
Can you say the name of the podcast?
This podcast?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, yes, he did.
And you were
and I select that soundbite and else two plugs.
This is exciting for me. I've never heard a riddle before.
You never eaten Laffy Taffy?
I've never, no.
Or
well,
eat a full popsicle?
I'll eat it, but yeah. I don't unwrap it. Is there something under there?
Have you eaten a full popsicle?
No. Again, I just do the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is
open
by the
up
way.
The back of my throat and just drop it in.
This is Adol's classic setup to get you to watch him eat a full popsicle.
Yeah, this is
ever,
how it's done. This
ever
is
seen
my
this.
My teeth hurt just thinking about that.
I'm famous on YouTube. Hayes, thank you so much for being on. What is your relationship with riddles? I know you said you've never heard a riddle, but if you actually have, what's your relationship?
In the Neverending Story, they did one where I think it might have been the Four Legs, Two Legs. Well, you guys done? I don't want to spoil it. Are we doing that this
the
episode?
Sphinx riddle?
Oh, fuck. That's the only riddle we prepared.
It's Lieutenant Dan is the answer.
There were some. I've seen a couple in movies. I don't have a strong relationship with riddles, but I'm really looking to develop one.
Yeah. How about
you came to the wrong place?
Yeah. Your siblings? Do you have a strong relationship with your siblings?
You're approaching this like it's a job interview.
What's your best quality?
The show.
Where do you see yourself in five riddles?
Out the door,
hating
great.
Riddles.
What's your source? I'm sure you've talked about. Like, where do you?
I mostly pull. There's a guy named Paul Sloan who's like the king high shit king riddle.
Yeah,
so he's written like 30
he's
books.
So cool.
Wow.
If you on Amazon, if you type in riddle, he's written like 30-50 books.
There's a book called The Bible.
Maybe you've heard of it.
That's our source of truth for this podcast.
A lot of quandaries in the Quran. Muhammad poses a lot of riddles. But Paul Sloan, and then also what's the stories with holes
Nathan
within
Levi
them? Yeah,
Nathan
which is
Levi.
They're all garbage. Yeah. But yeah, this I think these are all Paul Sloan classics.
You've prepared Paul Sloan classics for
today?
I think
these are mostly Paul. Oh, I'm sorry, Paula Deen classics. This is a lot of butter.
Can't wait.
So we're going to do some warm-up riddies. So that's just going to be probably quicker, shorter riddles. The stakes are low. So, Hayes, if at any time you know the answer, just shout it out.
Okay.
A lot of times guests will know the answer and not say it because they'll think that we're stalling for time or trying to do bits.
Okay. But we don't know it.
We just don't know the answer. So if you know it, please shout it out. Don't feel like you're raiding on our parade. We're just bad at riddles.
Got it.
Okay. So these are we're going to do three warm-up riddies that are what am I riddles. So these are going to be what am I riddles.
Okay.
What if you don't know who you are?
What if you don't have a strong sense of self?
Yeah, what if you're still discovering yourself and what your whole brand is?
Self-doubt.
Here we go. I am something that is lighter than a feather and yet harder to hold. What am I?
Smaller feather.
Easy.
It is a smaller.
A sneeze. That's a great answer. Good answer. Ugh. Let's see sneeze on the board.
And you're a Foley artist, right, Aaron? What does a horse sound like going upstairs?
Achoo!
That sounds like a fake sneeze.
That didn't sound like your other sneeze at all.
I can't.
Never repeated a sneeze.
She's got one good sneeze in her. What is lighter than a feather, but
and yet
still a riddle?
Harder to hold.
And yet harder to hold.
Light.
Oh, a fart. Because holding a fart is one of the most difficult things that you could do.
Here's what I'll say. You're warm.
Air.
Red hot almost. But it's
a burp.
A mouth fart.
Burp.
A burp?
I guess it's your breath, which is...
Okay, so that's technically right. I would say breath is a mouth fart.
Yeah, and I would say fart is technically right because you're a big fart breath paddle, and that's the answer.
It's harder to hold your breath. Is it harder to hold your breath than it is to hold a feather? I'm not sure that's true.
The person that wrote this riddle...
How windy? Yeah, where geographically...
I guess for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
I could do it for long.
You're in one of those like car dealership money booths that just spits that money around all over the place with an air blower. So... That would make it impossible to hold a feather and pretty hard to hold your breath.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a scene. Hayes, I'm going to have you be the best magician of all time, Houdini.
Great. I did a report on him.
Did you really?
In elementary school where my dad came in and held me upside down.
And punched you in the stomach.
Really?
It was a great
Did you pass out?
For my second grade.
That was the last day I ever saw my dad, too.
My dad came in, punched me in the stomach. I died 3 days later. Houdini. So you're going to be Houdini. JPC, you're going to be a fan of Houdini after the show, trying to figure out how he held his breath in that milk tankard.
Milk?
Didn't he always, milk?
Didn't he famously hold his breath in a milk tankard?
In milk? What's a milk tank?
Well, it's like a cracker barrel.
Tankard.
Yeah, it's like a cracker barrel, not necessarily full of crackers.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Ready?
Okay.
I got a question for you. I'm sorry.
Do you want to punch me in the stomach real quick?
I
usually don't start a conversation.
I would love to. I actually thought about punching you in the back when I walked up to you, but I was like, okay, so
Yeah, I mean, just let me get ready first.
Okay.
But then, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Just you give me a...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is going to hurt so bad. Okay.
This is you ready?
No. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, no. Take your time.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You got somewhere to go?
Yeah, I have to. I actually have a table at Cracker Barrel across the street.
You have a reservation at Cracker Barrel?
They do them for me. I've gone enough times that I have a Cracker Barrel rewards card, and they do hold reservations for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Normal people can't get them.
Ready.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Oh, that's great. That went great.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just didn't have a ton of time to prepare either. It's not. I could do a better punch.
Did you want to have time? Like, maybe instead of talking when we were preparing for this,
would you
could have taken the time to prepare.
This is a weird request, but I'm so much better at kicking than punching. Would you mind if I kicked you in the stomach?
I actually have a reservation at Milk Tanker.
Same.
We didn't get to the question.
I think I got my answer.
I'll take my answer off, Mike.
Here's another what am I warm-up ready. I am something that is too much for one, enough for two, but nothing at all for three. What am I?
Marriage.
Love. Too
it
much
is
for one.
Polyamorous.
I'm a poly.
Yeah.
Advocate.
What, a Cracker Barrel? Yeah.
Yes.
Poly, what a marriage. It's a order of egg rolls where there's only two.
It's an order of egg rolls. No, it is something that is too much for one, enough for two, nothing at all for three.
Nothing at all mm-hmm. for three.
Mm-hmm. Enough for two, too much for one.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
And it's not tangible.
Okay.
So egg rolls are off the table.
I would eat an egg roll off the floor for fucking sure. How long has it been on the floor? A few seconds?
2 days.
2 days? Hell yeah. There's nothing in there that spoils. Is the answer
those
like
wheelbarrow races?
Yeah. Interesting.
Can you explain that?
You know,
human
like
wheelbarrow. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No.
The human.
You put your baby brother in a wheelbarrow.
Okay.
And you send it down a hill. And then you tell your mom that you haven't seen
it. What, like a Huck Finn thing to do? Like in olden days where you just like put a stick across a fence post and that's fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put my brother in a wheelbarrow.
Okay. Too much for one.
Is it a hole?
Enough for two. Nothing at all for three.
Often the answer to a riddle is a hole.
A hole, an egg. The wind,
silence,
and ice
silence.
Are all the four.
That's also how you make a shitty Captain Planet. Hole.
Ice.
I think my answer is closest.
Okay, you'd be wrong. So this is something that's not tangible.
Okay, not tangible.
Love.
Too much for one, enough for two, nothing at all for three.
Masturbation.
No.
69.
But those two things you might do this with those two things. Well, I guess with masturbation specifically, you would keep it this.
You would keep it
masturbation.
This? 72 degrees.
Privacy.
Privacy.
Secrets.
It's too much for one person and enough for two, but nothing at all for three. So once a third person knows the secret, it's no longer a secret.
For sure.
Is that true?
Which we saw in Game of Thrones.
If that's true, I need to make four phone calls.
Let's do one more. Warm up riddle.
Great. I feel great.
I am something that is filled every morning and emptied every night, except once a year when I'm filled at night and emptied in the morning. What am I?
Chamber pot. Piss and shit.
Once a year, filled at night and emptied in the morning.
But every other day of the year, it's filled every morning and emptied every night.
Oh, I know. I know it. It's a Christmas thing, right? Is it a Christmas
thing?
Yeah, I know it. Yep.
Have we had this before?
No.
No, but I figured it out at the same time.
But I was already thinking about Christmas, so this worked out.
Well, let's stare at Hayes until.
Aaron, you're always thinking about Christmas, right?
Yeah.
You have
constantly
a constant Christmas monologue going on.
It's like a Macy's Christmas out of my head all the time.
And you are kind of Tim Allening into a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, that's just my hormones.
What a polite way to say somebody's gaining weight. Like, oh, Bethany, are you Tim Allening?
I am going gray at the rate that he does in that movie. My mom was fully gray by 30, so I.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm like ready to go.
That's like Jean Grey level shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you have six more years, huh?
No. I'm older than
that.
I
just want to clarify, was Jean Grey known for having gray hair? Is that why she's called that? I don't remember that being the case.
Maybe?
Yeah, Storm had more gray hair than Jean.
Yeah.
That's true.
Rogue's got a big white streak.
and we can all agree, Jubilee is just garbage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fireworks is not a power.
On the 4th of July, it is.
All right.
All right.
All right, Aaron.
All right.
This is a Christmas riddle, not a 4th of July
riddle.
Okay,
Christmas.
The Christmas jug.
This is my favorite.
Phil, I grew up in a Unitarian household. We didn't really have these exclusive religious traditions where we worshipped God.
Unitarian is Christmas or chicken and fish.
GPC and Aaron, do you want to say the answer on three? One, two, three.
Christmas sock.
Stocking.
It's a stocking.
Oh,
so
nice.
Every morning you fill it and empty it every night with your feet. And then once a year you hang it by the chimney if you're rich as hell. And you, I guess, is chimney, it'd be fireplace.
Fireplace.
You don't hang stuff by the chimney.
But
stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
But the chimney is external, right?
My good boy, you need a chimney if there's to be a fireplace. Unless it's
and
for
Santa
show.
Won't come to your house if you don't have
this
a fireplace.
This riddle implies that you go around wearing a Christmas sweater every other day of the year until it's time to hang it up.
I didn't take it that way.
How will Santa know
you
it's
said
yours?
Filling a sock, and I thought you meant like jerking off into a Christmas sock.
In the morning.
Yeah. You know when your mom does the laundry and she finds your Christmas stocking and it's
morning.
All stiff?
You can't open it.
And then that's the one that you hang above.
Yeah. And then at night, you just dump it out. Get ready
fill
for the next
the
day.
It's like pouring sand out of a boot.
You let 16 hours go by, then you dump it. It's a bad podcast, right?
Yeah. Just everyone in your mind's eye, picture the viscosity of cum in a sock.
I don't think you need to.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. You don't tell our listeners.
I think you were having an okay day before this, and I don't think we need to ruin it.
We're gonna transition into our main course, Puzzies and Riddies.
I can only assume if people are listening to this, their day is horribly off track.
They've been kidnapped and someone's playing this.
You're in a psychopath's dungeon.
Carrie Elwes is there.
Yeah. A man is putting lipstick on in front of a mirror listening to a riddle podcast.
Tucking his dick between his legs. I feel like the funniest thing, on Twitter every once in a while, we'll get people who are listening to this podcast and like their head in a public place and their headphones fall out or something. Uh-huh. And then it blasts the audio for the whole train to hear when it's in the middle of GPC saying like, I'll have the cum sandwich or something. A lot of people have lost their jobs. Here we go. Here's our first main puzzle. Adults are holding, this is another, I won't say it because that'll ruin it. Adults are holding children, waiting for their turn. The children are handed one at a time, usually, to a man who holds them while a woman shoots them. If the child is crying, the man tries to stop the crying before the child is shot.
Christmas.
Perfect timing.
Not loving the gendering.
Classic riddle thing.
Of both, I guess, the elf. Mm-hmm. Santa Claus.
That's true.
And
right?
It says a woman shoots them, so it's
the suggests, woman. The elf is a woman. My argument is the elf has to be a man.
Will Ferrell.
And that's
hashtag
my
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
If I see an elf, I'm pulling those pants down and looking at the genitalia.
Did you? Know
I want to know.
Elf was originally cast with Delta Burke.
Ew. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. It could be a lie.
It is.
I'd like to see a scene.
Yes.
And the three of you are in line to see Santa, mm-hmm. and one of you really wants to spill the beans about him not being real.
Okay, great. What are you guys going to ask Santa for?
I brought this Sears catalog, and I circled with a marker everything I want, so I'm just going to hand him the catalog.
Oh, can I see that?
I hope he makes good, yeah.
Oh, you just circled all of the people that could be your dad's faces?
Yeah, all I know is two things about my dad.
Uh-huh.
He was a male model.
Sure.
And he threw footballs. So one of these 14, I've narrowed it down to 14 men.
Wow, seriously.
This one is Brett Favre, so I don't think it's him.
Couldn't be.
Yeah.
And this is an advertisement for football?
Huh?
Okay.
Just in the catalog.
You can buy football in the Sears catalog now. I mean, I didn't know. That's what it says.
What?
Yeah, you can buy football. What about you, Brian? What are you?
Yeah, Brian, what do you want for Christmas?
So this is such a great question. I haven't really thought about this.
What?
I'm sort of here. I just kind of want whatever's left.
That's
whatever's left over.
Wow, you're a real martyr.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like that. Like my understanding is there's a lot of stuff left.
Yeah.
That is just sitting there mm-hmm. after all the toys have been delivered. And just as like a wholesaling opportunity, I think that there's like a lot of options.
Yeah, this
for
goes
the leftover stuff.
They basically put this all into like strip mall retail outlets throughout the rest of the year, and then people can buy it at a reduced price.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably a good get. You're probably going to get some top shelf stuff at mm-hmm. like a lower cost,
and a hand cart to like get it out. I also need that. Yeah. And a truck.
Yeah.
60-wheel truck,
yeah, 16-footer at least, maybe a 24.
Brian, I hate to ask you this in line, and it's the season, but are you poor? Are you a poor?
That again, such a great question. And I just love, by the way, can I just say I love catching up with you guys
it's so great.
Our one opportunity.
Well, we miss you at school.
This.
Once you got taken out of school because of what you were wearing, all those burlap sacks, we miss you.
We miss you so much.
And the lice, and the course of lice. But you look good with a shaved head.
You look great with a shaved head. A lot of people would make them look like a white supremacist, but for you...
But you look like Michael Chiklis.
Thank you.
Who does not look like a white supremacist?
You have to, you know, it's December now, and this is
for
burlap
sure.
sack season.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are seeing me in, like, May and, like, September. Sometimes September, of course, can be really hot. The burlap is not great, and I have to be taken out of school for heat exhaustion. Uh-huh. But right now, I'm thriving.
Yeah, another thing was school was more than just May and September. So it was weird just seeing you for, like, 60 days.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aren't you kids a little old to sit on Santa's lap? You look like you're 15.
I'm 26.
Yeah, who are you calling kid?
See? That is bleak. Two of those people still believe that Santa exists.
In my mind's eye, I pictured Hayes with glasses that were made from sticks and then just had saran wrap over them. Because to me, that's the epitome of poor.
That's just scrappy. That's just
I think we got it, but can we just, for the sake of listeners, can we say what the answer to the riddle is?
Well, I don't remember it, my dear.
Yeah,
boy.
I don't really. Like...
Well, the answer is that it's kids getting their picture taken with Santa, which we did a scene about, so obviously that's the answer. There was another answer to this, and I love when riddles say that there's two answers, because it means that they're not sure, like they poorly constructed it. The other answer is, or the man is a doctor, and the woman is a nurse who is giving the child injections.
Yeah, okay, and that
but
is properly
But that implies
gendered.
That there's like this line of parents just one by one handing off their children for injections.
This is the apocalypse.
Yeah.
This is a measles outbreak, and now everyone's rushing to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccinate your kids, everyone.
Or don't.
Or
get
don't.
Attention.
Next riddle here. A man is alone on an island with no food and no water.
Castaway.
Yet he... That's what it is.
Yes.
Wilson. Okay. Wilson the volleyball.
Easy. Very easy one.
Man fuck the volleyball. He used ice skate, kill fish.
A man is alone on an island.
Uh-huh.
It's Andy Samberg. A man is alone on an island
Every
with no
an
food
island.
And no water, yet he does not fear for his life. Why?
When he says he's alone on an island, it's E-Y-E. He's at Island, the optometrist discount store, and he's not afraid because he knows he's going to get a great
There's food and
deal
water
on glasses.
Elsewhere.
It's Gilligan. He's on the set of a TV show, and he can just go to Crafty as soon as they call cut and get donuts and candy and water.
I'll take
show.
It. Let's move
he
on.
He wasn't alone. Yeah. Famously.
Fuck. Famously. That show was casted.
But it was his island.
And they had tons of food all the time. They lived great.
It was coconut phones and coconut beds.
And that's Marianne died from gout, right?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Well known.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
All right. On an island, all alone, no food or water, but he's not afraid?
He's not afraid for his life.
He's delirious.
What's the wording at the beginning?
A man is alone on an island with no food and no water, yet he does not fear for his life.
Because he's a boat.
Is he dead?
He's a boat.
He's
How'd
a boat.
The boat get there?
The man's a boat.
He's a boat.
I want to see a scene. This is a clear ripoff, blatant ripoff of Knight Rider.
Sure.
Only this is Dayboater. So this is Dayboater. Hayes will be the voice of the boat.
Okay.
Okay.
A la of David Hasselhoff, JPC, or no, the teacher, Mr. Feeney from... right? Hasselhoff was the driver.
Yes, so, yeah. I'm sorry.
JPC, you'll be the captain of the boat.
I thought
boats.
You were making me Mr. Feeney in this scene. I was like, what is this?
Deep zigzag.
What do you want to see?
So Hayes is the voice of the boat. JPC, you're the Hasselhoff role. You're the captain, solo captain of the boat.
Got
and
it.
You solve crimes.
And I solve crimes.
Yeah.
Oh, what's my boat's name?
The
show's called Dayboater.
Yeah, it's called Fuckface. The USS Fuckface.
Okay. All right, FF. We got a real mystery on our hands.
Okay, I'm hoping this is a water-based mystery. I just want to...
Well, I mean, we'll go with it.
So many times we have started to have this conversation, and then it just is something that I cannot help you with
because it's
a land-based mystery.
We'll go where the clues lead us. Now, this woman is here because her husband has been kidnapped.
My husband has been kidnapped, and it wasn't me.
Okay.
I'm not the one who kidnapped my husband. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Great.
Okay.
Helping you get my husband.
We would never assume. Where was your husband last seen? And please say the water. Please, please, please say the water.
He was in an airplane.
Okay. Okay, FF, that's not necessarily bad.
Over a desert.
Okay. Oh, boy.
But then it took a turn.
Yes. Okay, we're back in.
And we were by a lake, but the lake was dry.
All right.
Okay. I know you don't like when I jump in on solving the mystery.
Yeah,
you're right. I don't want to overstep, but just in the interest of time.
Most of you is a boat.
I just want to point out that she did say almost too urgently that she didn't do it. That was suspicious
That's
to
suspicious
me.
For you?
And also, it sounds like she was there. She was saying she was on an airplane with her husband when he was kidnapped.
FF, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what I thought we were doing.
We have a 42-minute show. Uh-huh. To film, so when you solve the
again,
the
and
mystery.
I preface this saying I knew you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I accept your preference or your preface, but work with me here, okay? Can we at least red herring it? Can we think about just another angle that this could have gone?
Okay,
I mean she obviously kidnapped and killed her husband. She's covered in blood. she's got a knife in her purse.
But
that...
it could be that suspicious old man over there.
It's all that man works at the dock. We try to use him every episode. It's never him.
Red Herring. His name is Red Herring.
He's a pervert for sure. You're an old pervert, right?
That's right.
But see, he's not a killer. Adel, you didn't want to play the pervert
We're
on the
so
dock?
We're so sorry we keep making you old perverts on docks. We're so sorry.
You dress this way when you come to record, yeah. You're going to be an old pervert
My
on the
mom
dock.
Listens to this show, and she's real upset with you, too. Any ideas what's going on with this situation? This
oh, I forgot
island?
We were doing
yeah,
so
we another riddle. God it. Damn it. That is a really tough one. An island. Is this going to be one where I'm pissed?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, these are all, it's all like lateral thinking where it's like, it was actually this situation.
Okay. Yeah. Is the island a literal island? Or is it like an every man is an island metaphor island?
Is it Gullah Gullah?
It may not be the dictionary definition of an island, but it is an island.
Is like food and water like available in another spot? Can they get off
Absolutely.
The island? They can
Absolutely.
Get off the
and
island.
And we're like on land. There's no water involved in any of this. Is this like a traffic island?
It is a traffic island.
Okay.
The word
and
for
I
word.
I feel like I've solved
yeah,
it.
Yeah. The island is a traffic island. Mm. Which I this may be original thing. I feel like I always call those median. What is it? Medians?
Yeah.
The stretch of land in between two
Well,
roads?
So you didn't grow up in Neverland like me. I was taken as a boy to follow Whimsy. And
with your little top hat and stuffed animal from your bed in
and
England.
And we lived on traffic islands.
Your therapist strictly said to never say the phrase, I was taken as a boy.
The guy's not scared for his life. There's cars everywhere. Yeah. If he
cars
steps
are scary.
Forward at the wrong time,
cars
he's
are like
dead.
Man-made water.
Hayes yeah, brings same. Up a great point. Is this man going to eat and drink the cars?
Cars.
Thank, and thank you yeah. so much for breaking this up.
Cars are the sharks of land. Remember when Chevy Chase played that car in SNL?
They can't stop driving or they die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Range Rovers famously can't stop driving or they'll die.
And little bicycles clean the teeth of the car. Yeah,
that's why they're so bad for the environment. They're single use.
They're like tissues.
You can tell you're poor because you don't think cars are single use.
Next puzzle.
Oh, boy. Next puzzle.
A woman came home with a bag of groceries, got the mail, and walked into the house. On the way to the kitchen, she went through the living room and looked at her husband, who had blown his brains out.
Ooh, Jesus okay. Christ!
What the hell?
I feel like I was not prepared for that.
Oh my God.
She continued to the kitchen, put away the groceries, and made dinner. What's going on?
Now, these I like, and I can say I do have a history with.
oh no!
Well, I don't think of these as riddles. These like lateral thinking puzzles.
Yeah.
Well, like,
this is an
I
obituary.
Had, like, books of the. Oh, okay, got it. We're not doing the riddles anymore. This I read books of a ton of books of these when I was
like lateral thinking from.
Yes,
oh,
I love these. Now he blew his brains out. Mm-hmm. I have a friend named Nick Weiger who can do this.
And that's.
It's a rare skill, but that's my answer.
And presumably, his wife is so familiar with his ability
yeah,
to do
she
this
just, like,
that she wouldn't give it a
maybe
second
Maybe sighs a little
the
bit
the
and moves on to the kitchen, but she knows not to talk to him while he is doing
She
this.
Also goes about her business knowing that he probably already had a full meal for his podcast mm-hmm, earlier, mm-hmm. So he's not interested in dinner.
He's a doughboy, so he
so she doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't need to talk to him about dinner. Yeah, boy, oh boy. Okay, that's got to be the answer, right?
That is not the answer.
Whoa, interesting. Mm.
A hint is to think about the timing of everything.
Say again, the whole thing.
I feel like a waiter who just read the specials.
Clams. I didn't mention clams.
Clams. Period.
Clams.
Yeah. A woman came home with a bag of groceries, got the mail, and walked into the house. On the way to the kitchen, she went through the living room and looked at her husband, who had blown his brains out.
He's in an urn.
Yeah, it's a picture of him.
It's a portrait of him over the fireplace.
Uh-huh. The husband had killed himself some time ago. The wife was looking at his ashes in an urn on the mantelpiece.
I got bad news for her and the writer of this riddle. There's all kinds of other shit mixed up in there. That's not your husband.
Yeah, that's mostly salt.
Yeah.
You could put that on breakfast and it would be fine.
She seems really nonchalant about her husband being dead. I think she killed him. And made it seem like suicide.
Well, there's a detective in a boat that are still working on this. They're like 35 minutes away from solving this. Also, I like to imagine that it's not an urn. It's a portrait of him doing it. to commemorate
that moment forever.
Otherwise, why would you phrase it that way?
I'd like to see a scene. Aaron, you are a wife who just came home. JPC, you're a husband in the living
classic
room.
Classic character for me, a wife that's just come home. I love being a woman. Let's do this.
Let me finish. Just came home from the war where you're a sergeant in the Marines.
Shut up. Just what did you want me to
Empowerment.
Do?
Empowerment.
Should we let her have a name for this one?
Catherine Wife.
Wait, what was the scene that you set up?
So you just came home from Trader Joe's. We'll give them a nice hefty plug. Hoping to get some free frozen Indian food. And
please
JPC,
send us loose chili.
JPC, you're a husband who's waiting at home for her, and you've been known to pull a prank or two.
Okay.
Why, hello, hello.
Put your pants on.
Why ruin the surprise?
There's no surprise. You're not wearing pants.
And I'm also not wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm not wearing socks or underwear as well.
But you're wearing a hat.
Yeah, it's a goofy hat. Are you ready for what comes next?
I got cauliflower crust.
Gorsh! Maybe we could... Cauliflower crust? That makes me want to fuck.
I figured we'd put some vegetables and maybe...
Gorsh,
some vegan
don't you want to fuck? Gorsh, don't this make you horny?
I thought maybe we could...
Catherine, what's wrong? You love it when I... Goofy fuck surprise you.
Should I come in now? Is it time to fuck three times?
Is that your brother?
No, it's not. It's Mickey Mouse. Ken is not here.
Ken.
Huh?
Come on out.
Yeah?
You know what? Are we just one of those boring couples that just eats Trader Joe's for dinner and we don't have a three-way with my little brother anymore? Is that what we are now? Have we gotten so predictable?
Okay, you invited my mom.
First of all, the situation invited your mom. The situation called for your mom to be here. Do you not love me anymore?
No, I'll go put on my costume. Let's do this.
Oh, she's dressing as Spider-Man.
Say.
Somebody draw that?
No.
No, I'm joking. Don't do that.
No, please don't.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come back with more Puzzies and Riddies.
Okay.
Adam, that's fine.
Well, yeah, I need to verbally get a yes from
consent.
JBC,
yes.
Aaron,
of course.
Yes. Hayes.
A quick break?
In your writer, it says...
Yeah, we're going
to
give you a Nestle quick break.
Okay, yes.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddios, come on into the party.
What's this gonna be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret, whatever Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay? Berpay. And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up. Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat. And we're back with another episode of Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights.
Hollywood Nights. We're all saying it, right?
Aaron, can I get 10% less from you?
Yeah.
Hollywood Nights. Thank you. I tried to not use any of my mouth muscles. Like Hollywood Nights.
That's also how you kiss, right?
Yeah, just totally relax your whole face. Yeah. Don't move a muscle.
And Aaron believes firmly that we don't have to make sounds when we kiss. Yeah. Humans choose to do that. Yeah. But you can do it in silence.
You're really doing it right if you start to drool. Just a little drool goes out of your mouth. And all you can hear is teeth, baby.
Boy, oh boy.
It ain't a kiss till I hear the clink of those teeth.
Every kiss begins with clink.
Ew. I'm done kissing forever.
I would like to just like ADR all of that sound off of movies whenever people kiss and just replace any
just
sound they make
with
teeth clinking.
Two coconuts, like a wedding toast. Is there a wedding toast happening? Nah, they're making 7 minutes of heaven.
That would be unlistenable. And that's coming from someone who records this podcast.
Well, speaking of kissing, let's kiss the tip of this riddle dick.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Is that a fun
segue? Yes, very natural.
I had that written down, hoping someone would bring up kiss.
Yeah.
And if not, I had a puzzle about Gene Simmons.
There's an
dick
Aaron-shaped hole at that wall right now.
That Aaron-shaped hole looks a lot like Tim Allen turning into Santa Claus.
Come on!
Looks like
leave me alone!
Her exiting needed more power.
I'm getting
Isn't that his catchphrase, more power?
From the Santa Claus? From the...
I will have to say something. I think it was a Santa Claus 2. I saw it in theaters when I was a child, and I remember thinking the beginning of it was so romantic. It was like two 14-year-olds. It was like two 14-year-olds almost kissing in the second or third Santa Claus. I remember thinking, this is so romantic.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with... I don't remember the movie.
I think it's like his son like almost has his first kiss.
Oh, was he in the fireplace watching him?
No, he ruins the moment, though. I forget how.
By
but killing
I just Santa
was like, this is what love is.
Here we go. David entered a restaurant where a crowd of people were enjoying a meal. When the people saw David, they dropped their forks and fled the restaurant. Mm-hmm. What happened?
It's medieval times. He's the Black Knight.
Medieval times, Black Knight, made famous by the cable guy. JPC's favorite movie?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually fucking hated that movie growing up. I don't know. I haven't rewatched it, I guess, at all. But I remember seeing it once and being like, I don't like it. I think I wanted it to be more Ace Ventura.
It's his Little Nicky, right?
Yeah. What? Mm.
What?
Where it's like
everybody gets one.
Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler both got to a point in their careers at the apex of their careers. I think they were told like whatever character choice you want to make, and then Adam Sandler did the Little Nicky voice, which is like unlistenable.
Yeah,
and Jim Carrey gave the cable guy a lisp.
How dare
you? Or it's like Samuel L. Jackson in Kingsman, mm-hmm. where he's just like, I'm going to make this choice, and you can't stop me because at this point I have all the clout.
Meryl Streep and Julia.
Oh, hello!
You just are like, do whatever you want.
Or she's playing the Swedish Chef.
You know this character is based on a real person, right?
Who?
Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, my favorite part of Julia is when he tries to win back her ex-wife and her kids.
Oh, my God.
I'll be making buttered chicken for the boys. I miss you, Caroline.
Can you read it again?
What's the fucking riddle?
David entered a restaurant where a crowd of people were enjoying a meal. When the people saw David, they dropped their forks and fled the restaurant. What happened?
So it's a crowd enjoying a meal with forks.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
David was a horse.
What's the name of the son of Sam?
Berkowitz.
David Berkowitz. Yeah. That's who it is.
It's close. It's David Arquette.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone drops their forks.
Is David an animal?
Yes.
I knew it.
Are people animals, in your opinion?
You ever seen BoJack Horseman?
Yeah.
Yeah. People,
great.
People can be animals, but they have to make a pun.
Is he like a cockroach or something?
Even closer.
To
a rat.
A cockroach.
Even closer than what?
I guess earlier Aaron said horse.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going off that. So closer than a horse.
I do like even closer is a way for you to be like, go even closer.
Lean into the mic is what I'm saying. I don't know if you've done it. Have you done this is embarrassing.
You got to be right up on it.
Marsh, can we stop for a second? Hayes,
that's...
you want to keep like a pinky apart. So put your thumb to your chin and put your pinky up here.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Okay,
and then you
I've never done
you want to like humming.
So I'm not supposed to put my entire lips over the mic as
no,
I'm talking.
No, the clinking picks up.
That
clinking.
That's also how you want to eat ass. You want to get about a pinky length away.
Ew. That's
don't
too
say
far.
Ew.
I'm just saying that's too far.
To get away?
No, you got to relax your whole face and not use any muscle.
And if you drool a little bit while eating ass, that's the ideal situation.
Okay, now we can start recording again.
So, more speak about.
So David is a rat?
This creature eats rats for fucking breakfast.
It's a mobster.
A lobster?
A raccoon.
A mobster.
A mobster.
Have you seen that Colin Farrell movie?
Dressed as a mobster.
The mobster? Where if you don't fall in love, you turn into a mafioso?
Yeah. When he claws his own claws out?
Yeah, his own claws out. Uh-huh, just like Tim Allen. And
It's not a rat? It eats rats? Mongoose?
It eats rats. Colder.
Cat.
A raccoon.
It's a python.
Okay, now, yeah, this one does check out for me because if the python got into a restaurant, it probably does have an owner, some creep who could conceivably have named it.
Gave it a first name.
Yeah.
Unless I'm at fucking Rainforest Cafe and then I'm just going to be like, this is part of the ambiance here and I love it. And that's why I'm eating a $15 French fry meal.
Have you ever been to Run Forest Cafe?
Is the Rainforest Cafe known as being like the most expensive restaurant
in Chicago?
My boyfriend used to request to go there for every birthday because he's like, this is decadence.
I used to go there for work lunches. I would like take people. I was like, we're going to go to Rainforest Cafe. You'd make a reservation at like 10 a.m. and you'd show up and there'd be no one there.
I want to see a quick scene.
Sure.
Hayes, you're going to be one of the authors or critics for Michelin. The renowned French tire company that also does food reviews, famously. And JPC, you are a server at Rainforest Cafe. Obviously, you recognize this Michelin critic, and you're trying to impress him.
Gotcha. Hello, sir. Welcome. Have you had a minute to look over the menu? Can I get you another water, a little refill?
I would like a different chair. Okay. You may not have noticed my body is made of tire.
Oh, I just thought you were kind of Tim Allen Santa Claus.
I am a pile of tires.
Yes,
of different size.
We can find you another chair. This table has four chairs. Would any of these do? We could also go get you a chair from the office. They're rolly with wheels on the bottom.
Yes, I would like Aaron chair.
Perfect. We can absolutely accommodate that. Have you had a minute to look at the menu?
Excuse me, sir. My son, he threw up on one of the gorillas up there. I'm really mad at you. I don't know why it's your fault, but I feel like this is on you.
Yes, absolutely.
It's my son's birthday, too. Fix it quickly.
We will have the gorilla apologize to your son.
Thank you so much.
It is a man wearing a costume, and he will clean that up immediately, and I am so sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. We'd like our meal for free.
Okay, and we'll give you 50% off.
We would like our meal for free.
We'll give you your meal for free.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Direct eye contact. Could I tell you about our specials?
I would like the toucan.
Okay. Now, we don't necessarily have... And yes, we can do that.
Is the name of this restaurant?
This is the Rainforest Cafe.
I would like the toucan.
Okay, we can bring you a bowl of Fruit Loops. That is something we have, like a bacon maple Fruit Loop glaze on most of our dishes here. So we could just siphon the Fruit Loops off and give you a bowl of that. That's as close to toucan as we could give you.
You can do this.
Sir, I'm so sorry. In the back, Josh. Sir, I'm so sorry. I want to apologize as his manager. I want to also let you know I am French, so we can slip into our native tongue.
They're kissing. It's just been clacking
teeth. Clank.
Oh, it's so much drool.
My native tongue.
Kissing.
So yes, David was the name of the python who escaped from the local zoo and found himself entering a crowded restaurant.
What a fun backstory. What an adventure for him.
Maybe David just wanted to try that restaurant. Leave the snake alone.
We bought a zoo. We bought a python.
Next one here. The man opened the door, screamed, and then was found dead a few minutes later. No gunshots were heard in the area. What happened?
He saw his own reflection.
Okay. And I assume, like, we're ruling out any other type of weapon.
He was stabbed.
Just like not a very interesting riddle. Yeah. It is open.
It was
that.
A silencer. The guy had a silencer.
Okay.
I think we can rule out all weaponry.
Okay. So he
opened the door, screamed, and then was found dead a few minutes later. No gunshots were heard in the area.
He opened a bathroom stall door. Mike Myers, as fat bastard, was taking a big dump in the stall, and the smell knocked the guy dead.
Open elevator shaft.
That's so smart. That's so smart.
Thank you.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
is that it?
Can we just leave it at that?
Just so we're all clear, I don't know if Hayes was so much giving an answer to that riddle, but he did say open elevator shaft into his watch.
I just remembered I left it closed at home.
It seems more.
I have a smart house.
This
he's like
sinister.
A Bond villain sure. who's setting a trap right now.
It's a reminder.
I have a bar that I need to open early today.
So the man is falling down, but it's not an elevator shaft.
Oh. Okay. So why would he say open elevator shaft?
The door was a window and he fell out of a building.
No, a door's a door.
Okay.
Falling out of a building is closer.
The man opened a door, screamed, and then a few minutes later, he died.
He expected a porch, but there was no.
So I'll say that the people who witnessed this, who were scarred for life, saw him open the door and knew he was going to die, but it took a few minutes for him to die.
Okay, so it was one of those mobile homes that can live on the back of a truck. He opened it up, stepped out. The truck was going like 60 miles an hour down the highway.
A tiny
and
home.
He just rolled and got like hit by multiple cars.
How Indiana of you to say a mobile home that lives on the back of a truck?
Also, most mobile homes, Adel, actually, if you'd watch the fucking documentary, most mobile homes are fucking transported.
And the name of that documentary?
Most mobile homes.
Most mobile homes. MMH.
Can you give us another hint?
Altitude.
Airplane.
It's an airplane. Uh-huh. The man was on an airplane when he fell to his death after opening the door. Isn't the pressure on a door on an airplane while in flight insane? Like, don't you have to basically be like John Cena?
Just the pressure to open that door is so immense. I mean, everyone on the plane is looking at you. They want you to open the door. You're expected to do it.
Your dad's there.
Can I say, speaking of being on a plane, Aaron and I got on a plane yesterday to come here to Los Angeles. That's the way that you get here from Chicago, unless you want to take a car or a train or a boat. But there was a man who was on the plane who had a bag of what looked to be pizza. I can't remember. It was like Home Run Inn pizza. And he was constantly walking down the aisles after most of the plane had boarded. And he was just like looking for an open seat. And like everyone who saw this man coming, like, did not want a man who had a bag full of pizza to sit next to them. Nope. So I think like people were like making themselves as big as possible to like dissuade him from choosing a seat. And it was like hot potato Russian roulette, just people panicking, not
I
wanting pizza
man.
JPC,
you're
was
being really
I
cruel
was protecting
right now.
You. And it was a bag of loose squirrels.
Ready for another.
Here we go. A man is returning from Switzerland by train. If he had been in a non-smoking car, he would have died. That's all you get.
The car was smoking because there was a bomb on the train. Bomb smoke.
Switzerland.
A man was returning from Switzerland by train. If he had been in a non-smoking car, he would have died. I will say, having read the answer, this is maybe the worst riddle of all time.
Is it like it's blocking him from seeing something because of smoke? Is it a sight thing?
No, the cigarettes saved his life. So
saved his life?
Yeah, so if he had been in a non-smoking car, he would have died. So the cigarettes themselves actually saved his life.
Switzerland matters?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hayes was reading my t-shirt.
All Switzerland's matter.
It's a cause I truly believe
in. I know
in.
It's offensive. I just don't know how.
I know I shouldn't be saying it, and I shouldn't have bought the t-shirt. But I saw it at a duty-free store at the airport, and I had to buy it.
It's something to do with his health. He would have
Dying.
Yes. Yeah,
dying has to do with his
health.
Oh,
come on.
Does the answer to this riddle have anything to do with it being set in the past?
No.
No, gotcha. Okay, cool.
Like he would have had a heart attack or something if he didn't smoke a cigarette.
Nope.
Was he smoking the cigarette?
No, but he saw others.
He saw others smoking cigarettes. Boy, oh boy. So, because... there was so much cigarette smoke. There was a laser pointer from a sniper rifle, and the laser, he saw the laser coming and ducked down.
Catherine Zeta-Jones and the, yep.
Entrapment. It's actually the movie Entrapment. Mm-hmm. And he climbed backwards, and he real slinky.
That movie
sexy
saved his life.
The most
know.
Sexual pairing, Catherine Zeta-Jones, age 32, and Sean Connery's like last movie.
I thought you were going to say Catherine Zeta-Jones, age 32, and Michael Douglas.
That's a sexy pairing.
What a power move to say you got cancer from eating out your wife.
That was the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Not a hot take, but just reminded me. I don't think we're going to get this, so I'm going to say the answer.
No, fuck you. Okay. I'm betting on myself. I think I can get this.
Here's yeah, what. Here, I'll give,
give me a hint.
Yeah. I'll give you some breadcrumbs.
Yes.
The man is returning
can
from...
we also have a hint?
eat the breadcrumbs and we'll see where we're at.
But also, I have way too much salad. Just a few more breadcrumbs.
I want to make these seagulls explode. So the man is returning from Switzerland from a surgery. That's okay. A hint number one. And hint number two is that keep in mind that trains go through tunnels.
Okay.
In Switzerland, they do.
That's a big Swiss or
someone lit a cigarette in a tunnel and he didn't see it or something?
No, he did see it, and that's what saved his life.
He saw the lit cigarette in the tunnel.
He saw the glowing ember.
Because the whole train is black. It's in darkness.
If he had been in a non-smoking car and he went through a tunnel and through a mountain, he would have killed himself. And he just returned from surgery.
Was it
got it.
Was it? Oh.
He got surgery to fix his blindness. And he took off his blindfold at the exact moment when they were going through a tunnel. Mm-hmm. If he had been in a non-smoking car, he wouldn't have seen the lit cigarettes around, and he would have, I guess, choked himself to death because the surgery didn't work. Uh-huh. But it did, and he saw the lit cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. And famously in the EU, they blindfold their patients.
Yeah.
Hayes got it. Correct.
So, yeah. So what happens when you get that surgery is your head is all bandaged. You say, bring me a mirror. They say, no, sir, please don't make us. You say, bring me a mirror. And you smash someone's hand in glass.
You're super messed up. Mm-hmm. Hey, blind people are probably like, what the hell?
Probably the hardest and worst riddle we've ever had. And Hayes solved it. The man used to be blind. He's returning from an eye operation, which restored his sight. He spent all his money on the operation. So when the train, which had no internal lighting, goes through a tunnel, he thinks he's gone blind again and decides to kill himself. But before he could do it, he saw the lit cigarette of people who were smoking and realized he could still see.
That parenthetical, which had no internal lighting, is doing a lot of work.
A lot of heavy lifting.
In this riddle. We're just supposed to accept that the train has no lights on the inside.
So the train that comes back from the blind hospital that specialized in the surgery, we're noticing a lot of the patients don't make it through the tunnel. do we think that there's maybe a mechanical thing on the train that could be... Well, no, we need the train dark. People like their sleep.
One more riddle?
Oh, yes.
I'd love one.
That's perfect for this show because that's the whole fucking premise.
Hayes, I need you to just say that you want a riddle.
I'll take four more.
Legally, if
guess,
you
guess
don't...
What the guess wants.
If you don't consent to these riddles, we can't give them to you.
A man dies of thirst in his own home.
Is he horny? Mm. He's on Instagram.
Nice.
Nice, KBC, nice.
That's the most I've ever wanted. Nice.
You can die of that, like a high school kid. It's just like, if I don't like get satisfied at this point, you've been like teasing me so long, I could die.
That's my blue balls?
Yeah. I'll be honest, if that can't happen, then the movie that I wrote is absolutely fucking worthless. No one's going to buy it.
Can we just go around and say, in grade school-ish, or when you were a kid, like who was the first celebrity that you had a crush on? Mine was Kathy Ireland, which dates me. Yeah.
I think I've said this in the show before, but I wrote fan mail to John C. Reilly. I was in love with him.
I think it was...
Grade school? What movie is this? Chicago?
Magnolia?
Honestly, Chicago. I wrote him a letter being like, stop being in movies where women are mean to you. Like, I just want you to be the hero.
But that's his bread and butter.
I know. He's so good at it. I don't know why I was trying to fuck up his career. I was trying to sabotage him.
I think mine was maybe like Jessica Alba from Sin City, but I was in high school.
You said rabbit wrong.
Yeah.
Mine was any cartoon porn that I ever saw. Mine was Lois from Family Guy.
mine's probably Lola Bunny or something.
Yeah, I guess if I'm being honest, mine was the Maid Marian Fox from the animated Robin Hood.
Sure. Yeah.
Mine was the Terminator when he goes into the sauce. Whole head melt off. That was probably when he just robot body sexy to me.
A friend of ours first crush that where she like actively wanted to fuck this person was Richard Lewis.
Oh my God, what?
When she was like 12 and he was in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
He's a sexy man.
Oh, he I also liked Atticus Finch. I like that.
The
like,
character or
me.
The...
Yeah.
I guess Gregory Peck. Peck.
Okay. Wow.
I think the first time I ever was horny was just the idea of Boo Radley. Just the concept of Boo Radley got me all hot and bothered.
Oh man.
And then what's his name's performance? Richard Duvall's performance sent you over the top. You edged, yeah.
Robert Duvall?
Robert, what did I say? Richard Duvall?
Yeah, Napalm in the Morning. Boo Radley.
A man dies of thirst in his own home. So what's going on here?
Man's a fish.
Man's not a fish. Fish can't die from dehydration.
The man is a boat.
Oh, yes.
And now he's man's a boat who solves
mm-hmm. Does he have full access to every part of his home?
Yes.
Okay.
But part of his home might be out of order or malfunctioning, but he has access to every part of his home.
Oh.
I do want to see a quick scene. We're going to revisit...
But I know it now, and if we do a scene, I'll forget.
we're going to revisit the boat and the detective.
So
we're back on the USS
sure.
Fuckface.
Yeah.
So this is another scene, and you are dying of mm-hmm. Thirst.
This is it for me, FF. I think I've done my last boat ride.
Okay, I know you hate notes.
You're making that mean guy who hates notes.
I don't want to do I told you so's either. I do think it was a mistake to try and solve a mystery on land as a boat by just approaching the land really fast. We got much farther than I thought.
Yeah, look, hindsight is 50-50. We all understand that, okay? But I what?
But can I'll ever... say now, now that we're in the position we're in, I'll say you can get out of the boat.
No,
you can.
No, like, I don't want to.
Just admit, there's water right there.
I don't want it.
It's a freshwater lake.
I don't want it.
Y'all need tips from a pervert?
No, we don't need tip. We all know what that means. It's you showing us the tip of your penis. We're not into it.
Asked and answered.
Red, I am so sorry about the dock.
No. It'll grow back.
No, not your dick. The dock. You know what, Red? We don't need a pervert right now.
Suck my dock.
Not going to happen. FF, can I be honest with you? I've only ever wanted to impress you. I've only ever wanted to look smart in front of you.
Oh, my God.
It feels like you think I'm some sort of fucking idiot, and that nothing that I do is right.
Look, I'm so sorry to hear you say that. I could have worked with a million other detectives. I could have left this at any time. I'm a talking boat. I mean, like my shit is in demand. But I chose you, and that's why I want you to live and to go. Drink just a little bit of the lake so you don't die.
Okay. Can you steer us back into the lake?
Again, so I'm on land.
Scene. I love the wherewithal of the boat to be like, to know its worth, to be like, I'm a talking boat. Like, right. I could have my pick.
I've got options.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I truly now do forget what I was going to say. No, space station.
I mean, the scene was basically...
Space station?
It's not a space station.
Fuck!
The scene basically was the answer. You just have to word it for me.
Houseboat.
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 Middle of the ocean.
His home is a houseboat, and he has run out of water with an extended cruise.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And true, you can just drink the salt water, correct?
Yep.
Spit out the salt.
Drink it fast.
Drink it fast.
If you drink it fast, yeah, then you can drink it. Same with anything.
Same with anything. You can drink anything if you do it fast. You can drink fucking rocks if you do it fast.
Are you a Marvel guy? You ever seen Quicksilver?
His powers, he drinks anything super fast.
That's why his name is Quicksilver, is because he ate all that mercury.
Yeah, he drinks Ben Grimm real fast.
Gives him his power. Hayes, thank you so much for being on. Truly one of our favorite podcasters, so a big thrill for us.
Thank you so much for being on. This was a blast.
Anything you want to plug or promote?
I have too many podcasts at this point to do that.
Can I say that some of my favorite of your podcasts would be Hollywood Handbook, the Hollywood Handbook Pro version, and Hashtag the Flagrant Ones.
Hashtag the Flagrant Ones is our Patreon exclusive NBA podcast. I'm wearing some merch from it right now that you can't see. But it looks cool.
It's cool as hell.
And I also, if you live in LA, I host a local issues podcast called LA
Ooh,
Podcast. That
very nice.
Is less funny, but still a little bit.
Very nice. JPC, anything you want to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can follow me at Instagram at SharkBarkman. If you're ever in Chicago, come see one of our improv shows, World News Tonight, every Saturday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. You can always send us riddles if you have riddles that you'd like us to do on the show to hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
You can listen to my... Aaron, do you want to go ahead?
No,
go ahead. You took a breath in. Intake
a very deep breath.
This is the most awkward part of the show every week. We have a specific order and we never fucking get
I'm
going right.
to hold my breath. I want to see how hard it is.
No, quick, Aaron, hold this feather.
Oh, this is way easier.
You can check out my other podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. You can subscribe to our Patreon for Hey Riddle Riddle. It's patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. $5 a month gets you new episodes every Friday. So check that out.
You can follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram, and I'll plug all my shows and stuff there.
Awesome. And Aaron, you are famously a detective who lives on a certain planet.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Bye.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adil Rifai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.